America is listening to Fox News.
Looking for that perfect Valentine gift that says, I love you? Here it is. BF Goodrich Tires. Hi, I'm Jared at Tire City. This Valentine's weekend, you can save up to 50% when you buy 4 BF Goodrich passenger or light truck tires at Tire City. It's only 2 days, February 14th and 15th. Say I love you and save 50% on BF Goodrich Tires at one of Tire City's 2 locations.
Right Tires, expert service, Tire City.
Grammy-nominated Joe Bonamassa, hailed as one of the world's greatest guitar players. Rock Titan Joe Bonamassa, live in concert on Thursday, February 13th at the MPAC. Tickets available at Ticketmaster.com. Joe Bonamassa. Don't miss your chance to experience the guitar event of the year.
Are you ready to invest in your future and work with a Southern brand you know and trust? Janie King, the king of clean, is in very high demand right now in this area. So we're looking for motivated, customer-oriented people who want to pursue the dream of working for themselves, but not by themselves. Go to JannieKingCleans.com now and see how our proven track record can help you become financially independent with a company that has been cleaning for over 30 years. That's JannieKingCleans.com.
Janie King, the king of clean.
Mr. Sandman. Hey, this is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress, and I know February has President's Day and Valentine's Day and probably some other great reasons to have a sale. But it's also my anniversary month, so we're having our month-long anniversary sale. No, not my store's anniversary. More important, my wedding anniversary, 45 years. To celebrate this amazing occasion, Mr. Sandman is discounting hundreds of beds and mattresses, Certus, Beauty Vest, Jameson, Diamond, and others must be liquidated to make room for new models. Fresh stock and floor samples are available at tremendous discounts off our regular sale prices. Wood and iron beds are on sale, many are well below original wholesale prices. We have a large inventory of adjustable bases on sale and in stock. Please visit us on the Atlanta Highway, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores. Another big deal, the Lehigh's Class of 70 is having their 50th reunion in May. Check with us on Facebook or call me at Mr. Sandman if you have not been contacted or if you know someone we need to contact. I know you'll regret it if you miss it.
Hey, everybody, this is Dr. Sam, and you know, for years, close to 40 years now, Woodham's Southside Firestone has been servicing my car. It doesn't matter what happens to them, Woodham's Southside Firestone just does it right the first time. Whether it's tires, they have a great selection of Firestone tires and all kind of tires, all brand names. Whether it's an oil change, check the fluids, the wiper blades, anything from the bottom of the tires to the top of the roof, Woodham Southside Firestone has you covered, and I can't think of a better place to go in 2020 than at Woodham Southside Firestone. By the way, they're going to be giving their employees off on Saturdays, so they'll be closed on Saturdays. But you know what? They need time with their families, too. Woodham Southside Firestone. They're located 1/2 mile south of the Southern Bypass on the Troy Highway. Woodham Southside Firestone. You can count on them every time. Woodham Southside Firestone. Use them today. You'll be glad you did.
What are the top 5 reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high-traffic areas could generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and 2 nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We have a pretty nice weekend forecast underway. Tonight will be a little chilly, but not too bad. Mostly clear skies. Overnight low temperature down to about 39 with that nearly full supermoon. Officially, it's full tomorrow night. Sunday, just plain nice again. A lot like last Sunday. High temperature in the upper 60s, so a warming trend. Plenty of sunshine. Looks great. Monday, more rain, high 70. Then Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, periods of rain and thunderstorms. Could be some significant rainfall totals next week again. from the Blue Water Weather Center. This is Rich Thomas.
Are you strapped for cash but need a car right now? No problem. Get an auto loan from ASE and make no payment for 90 days. Apply online or visit a branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Terms and conditions apply. Equal opportunity lender.
The views and opinions expressed on Clearing the Air are solely those of Terry Adams and other contributors. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, its staff, or any advertisers.
And now, from the plush, dimly lit Blue Water Broadcasting Studios, high atop the glorious Budell Building in hysterical Montgomery, Alabama, the capital of dreams. It's on our trash cans. Once again, it's time for the River Region's only program dedicated to the seeking of truth, no matter what it uncovers or who it may implicate. Yes, dear listener, once again, it's time for Clearing the Air. And as always, I am your humble host, an egomaniac with an inferiority complex, a man struggling to cope with a mind and body infested with a progressive bioweapon, the powers that shouldn't be called Morgellons syndrome or disease. Your pick. My name is Terry Adams. Welcome to tonight's program. My guest in this endeavor is the Dean of the College of Celestial Knowledge, a man who was jostled awake at a very young age. He goes by the name of the Postman, and it has nothing to do with the United States Postal Service. Hey, Postman.
Hey, how's it going? Good to be here.
It is good to be here, isn't it?
Yeah.
Before we go any further, I need to read you my disclaimer. Do not believe a single word you hear on this program. Folks, you've got to learn to do your own investigating. You've got to figure this stuff out for yourself. Remember, something you have to work and strive to attain for yourself is always more valuable than something someone just gives you. You know, we say that every week, and do you understand what that means, folks? You have to foster a curiosity about what you're being told, because 90% of what we've been told our entire lives is not true. They've lied to us so many times, and we put our faith in these people who tell us these things. And more things, it's like every year something comes, we learn something that they lied to us about. Every year. For instance, we now know that we knew the Japanese were on their way to Pearl Harbor. We knew that was going to happen. The president knew that was going to happen. He threw the commander in Hawaii under the bus. He allowed us to be attacked because that was his easy way to get us into the war, because he had promised we wouldn't get involved. So he let Japan attack us. That's a fact. I could go on and on with things that used to be considered conspiracy theory. Well, now it's conspiracy fact. Okay, before I tell you what I'm about to tell you, I want to preface it with this disclaimer. In no way whatsoever am I comparing myself to Jesus Christ. I'm simply going to try to show you how his words, every single one of them, are true. Jesus said that a prophet is not welcome in his own hometown. I understand exactly what he meant by that. I post videos and images, and I have people all over the world ooh and ah at what I've captured and what I put on video. I get emails every day asking me, when are you going to post a new video? When are you going to post a new video? I have people excitedly tell me that they too see what I see, and they're so relieved that someone else sees them. But here in Montgomery, Alabama, Terry Adams is just a motorcycle shop owner who sidekicks with Greg Budell. He's simply an entertaining conspiracy theorist and nothing more. Now, as most of you should know by now, I am not one to call attention to myself. I'm not arrogant. I'm not a self-promoter. And maybe that'll be my downfall. I don't know. But what I'm trying to present to all of you is of such importance that I beg you to listen to what we're trying to tell you. You must understand what is being done to us as I speak. As I have said so many times on this program, I'm almost 60 years old. I'm not looking for a permanent gig on talk radio. I'm not trying to compete with Joey and Jack, much less Dan or Greg. I'm doing this because I care about you. I care about mankind. Something very strange is happening to me, and I'm far from the only one. But you're not going to know if it's happening to you unless you check. And apparently, just a very small few of you care enough to do that. You know, today, I was finally able, actually last night, I got my new laptop sitting on my front porch yesterday afternoon. I was finally able to check my YouTube messages, because now, apparently, since they've stopped support for Windows 7, you have to have a computer with Windows 10. So I had to buy one, another one. Well, somebody wrote beneath one of my exposés featuring the creatures that I capture all the time in the trees. He said something to the effect of, okay, I see them. I'm awake. I know they're here. Now what? What good does it do me to know they're here? You know, I've been thinking about that since I read it, and I've yet to respond because I really don't know what to tell him other than, unless we awaken a whole bunch of people, a whole bunch more people, so that we can achieve critical mass, I guess it really doesn't benefit any of us. Certainly, the guy who sees it, it doesn't do him any good. But that's the point, critical mass. We have to awaken the masses. Now, for the first year or so of this program, most of you probably don't know this, but I paid for that time because I'm dedicated to getting this out. I'm doing what I honestly believe the Creator has tasked me to do. It's very disheartening for people not to listen, even more so for them not to believe everything that they hear on this program. At least check it out. At least look. You know, my sister and I had a row because she won't even look. I've sent her images. She refuses to even look. And she's constantly telling my mother I need help. She won't even look at what I send her. So if you want to criticize me, if you look at what I've got out there and then you want to criticize me, I'm down with that. I'm cool with that. But don't tell me I'm crazy and I'm seeing things unless you yourself have looked at what I posted out there. Because I got to tell you something. You can't film a delusion. You can't take a picture of a delusion. You can't make a video from a delusion. It doesn't work that way. This stuff is three-dimensional and it's there.
Yeah. Her mind's not that closed, Terry. You know why I say that?
No.
It's because she's not letting on, but she's afraid. She knows.
She has to. Her husband works at the Pentagon.
She knows.
Okay, that's my little rant for the opening. Before we hit this first three-minute break, I want to thank Mr. Rick Peters for allowing us to play in this radio world, because really, I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for him. Thank you, Rick. I really appreciate it. One of these days, I'm going to be in a position to repay you back somehow. I don't know how that's going to work, but I believe in karma, so there you go. This is Clear in the Air, News Talk 93.1 WACV. This is Blue Water Broadcasting. This is one of the very few independent stations left. I think there's, how many stations are under the umbrella? Four here? You know, everything else is under a huge corporate umbrella. Well, this isn't. This is just Mr. Peters running his little series of stations. They never tell Postman and I what we can say, what we can't say. Now, we're bound by FCC rules, of course. Everybody is. But nobody said, Terry, quit talking about, don't bash the Catholics. Terry, don't do this. Terry, nobody has ever said that to me, and I appreciate that. You especially should appreciate that, because nobody is driving any narrative here. We're just telling you what we've learned as the truth. And that's all. All right, folks, we'll be back in three very short minutes. Come back with us.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and I have a message for our men and women in blue. The weight of the badge is heavy, but your financial burden doesn't have to be. We at Alabama Home Mortgage appreciate your service to our communities. As a thank you, each law enforcement officer who purchases or refinances their home with Alabama Home Mortgage will receive a $500 gift card at closing. You heard me right, $500. We have had the honor of working with countless hometown heroes. You should be the next. What are you waiting for? Just the other day, a Montgomery police officer refinanced his mortgage with Alabama Home Mortgage. He lowered his interest rate by an entire point and received $10,000 in cash to pay off credit card debt. In addition, he skipped 2 months' mortgage payments. It sounds too good to be true, but it's not. Call Alabama Home Mortgage at 567-4223. You deserve the best. Call the mortgage company that appreciates you. Call Alabama Home Mortgage right now. Madeline and I are standing by, ready to assist you. Call 567-4223 or visit us at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be 4 times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Metro Fitness is offering a great 3-month membership special that includes all the latest and greatest classes, as well as full access to everything Metro has to offer. You have 12 full weeks at a discounted 3-month rate to experience why Metro is voted year after year the number one health club in Montgomery. No long-term commitment in helping you fulfill those fitness goals for 2020. Get in on this short-term offer now. Don't wait. Metro Fitness, MetroFitness.com.
This is Sarah.
Hi, I'm Sarah.
Sarah was looking for a job, but wanted to stay local.
That's right.
First, she built a giant satellite, then launched it into space to send a signal transmitting her resume. This did not lend Sarah a job, but it did start a war with the Zarkon Nebula.
I went too far.
Yes, Sarah went too far. But you don't have to go too far to go far. Montgomery area helpwanted.com only posts local jobs, so employers are way more likely to respond to your application and offer you a job. Montgomery area helpwanted.com. Local jobs that work.
This Wednesday at 9 a.m., it's another Bama half-off special just in time for Valentine's Day. The Spa Boutique 360 has $50 gift certificates for only $25 on BamaHalfOff.com. The Spa Boutique has everything you need to love the skin you're in. Spa Boutique 360 offers several non-invasive body sculpting services to enhance your beauty, curves, and confidence. There are only 50 certificates available. Get your half-off deal from the Spa Boutique 360 this Wednesday at 9 a.m. on BamaHalfOff.com.
Good little riff. How many of you have been sitting or perhaps lying somewhere and you hear this, well, there's a repetitive ambient noise in the background, maybe a ceiling fan or something, and when you're really, really still for a few moments, you hear people talking, or maybe you hear a song playing, even though there's no possible source for either. Have you experienced that, Postman? I'm getting that more and more. I'll be laying in bed and, you know, you hear the whoosh, whoosh of the ceiling fan, but then in the background you hear people talking, or you'll hear music or something playing. You can't quite identify it, but you hear it.
Yeah, I've experienced that. And then correct me if I'm wrong. Then it'll fade off.
Yes.
And then it'll stay faded off for a few seconds, and then sometimes it'll come right back.
Uh huh. Uh huh.
Yeah.
Today, and this is the second or third time it's happened to me in the last week. Right as I was just about to hit REM, I was just about to really get into a deep sleep, I heard somebody's voice say something that I couldn't understand. It was like a quick brr or something, and it woke me up. I'm like, well, what was that? Is Lynn here? You know, I was by myself. Weird. Anyway, we all remember the infamous laptop of Anthony Weiner, right? This was the laptop that the New York Police Department, the hardened veterans of the pedophile unit of the New York Police Department, purportedly threw up when they saw what was on that laptop. There were a total of 12 people who saw the contents of that laptop. 9 of those 12 people are now dead. So if I was one of the 3 that wasn't dead yet, I think I would really, really, really be watching everyone and everything around me. That's crazy. I mean, you were talking Arkansas here, folks. This is something else that happened this week. Well, this past week, Lynn told me that our motion detector lights in front of our house were staying on continuously, so I took the little step stool, and you know how they have the little pod underneath that collects or that looks for motion, and you have the little dial for the length of time you want it to stay on, then you have the little slider switch. Well, I went through all of the different settings, and they wouldn't go off, so they just stay on all the time. So it's malfunctioned. It's no good, right? So I removed the 2 spotlights. I'll have to do that until I can get another one and, you know, cut the power off and hook it up. Well, then this week, the street light right outside of our home, at the end of my driveway, the street light's gone out. So it's extremely dark now in front of our house. But how much do you want to bet that if we call the city and tell them that our street light's out, they're going to come and install a 5G mini antenna? How much you want to bet? I'll bet you money that's what they're going to do.
Are you going to tell them?
No. Because if they put a 5G antenna up and basically in my front yard, it's going to be blasting me 24/7, and that's not going to be good for me. And I will have to take matters. No, I can't say that. And something might happen to that 5G antenna if that were to happen. And that's all I've got to say about that, yeah, as Forrest Gump would say. Yeah, I just found it very odd that it had, though, all those things happened like within a space of 2 days, which is very, very strange. Well, here we go. Here's the article I was thinking about. A major breakthrough has occurred in the scientific community's almost unanimous skeptical reaction to Dr. Salvatore, I guess it's Pais, P-A-I-S. He's patented a portable nuclear fusion reactor that would power his hybrid aerospace underwater craft. Now, a prestigious, it's hard to say, engineering journal has published a peer-reviewed paper talking about this incredible invention and its applications. The paper is entitled The Plasma Compression Fusion Device, Enabling Nuclear Fusion Ignition. This was in the November 2019 edition of the journal IEEE Transaction on Plasma Science. Now, this journal is published by the Institute of Electrical and Electronic Engineers, and it only publishes articles that are peer-reviewed in a blind submission process. The importance of this paper, and I know you're thinking, what does that mean, Terry? Well, what we're talking about here, well, let me just remind you that the people at the patent office, as we have told you so many times on this program, they essentially are the deep state. They're grabbing patents, claiming for the security of the state, and they're seizing certain patents. So the global controllers there, they will squash any and everything that they deem a threat to their own plans. Now, we're talking about the motor that's powering the ships. Am I wrong here, Postman, that are zipping across the galaxy?
Right. You're right.
Yeah.
You're right. But that is the ox cart version, the one you're talking about right now. That one.
So this is the old school.
Right. Uh-huh. Yes.
Well, when he first tried to get this done, everybody in his field called it pseudoscience and empty jargon.
Right.
It's a plasma compression fusion device. It generates the energy gain by plasma compression-induced nuclear fusion.
Right. And what is it? Did you go into detail in the article and find out? Was it powered by thorium or?
It doesn't say. Here's what it says. The concept uses controlled motion of electrically charged matter through accelerated vibration and or accelerated spin subjected to smooth yet rapid acceleration transients to generate extremely high-energy, high-intensity EM radiation fields of high-energy photons.
Right. So transients they're talking about, those are high-energy particles.
Which not only confines the plasma, but basically it's taking the plasma like the jet exhaust and molding it and sending it in a direction to cause an opposite
right.
motion.
And an example of that, a real-life Hollywood television example, if you know how the actual Starship Enterprise works, the Enterprise has has three different types of propulsion systems on it. It has three redundant engines on it.
All I know is the impulse power. I remember that.
So right.
Remember.
Yeah, it's that one. And that one is powered by the impulse engines, those really, really big engines, the one you see on the back of the saucer section, mm-hmm. and the ones you see, those two impulse vents that are usually, when you see it from the rear, they're red.
Those big, yeah.
Right. Those are the impulse, yes. And those are actually powered by deuterium fuel. And
Star Trek got this sophisticated?
Yeah, it
wow.
did. Back in the 60s.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
I thought it was just Kirk kissing women.
No, wow. they actually carried deuterium in tanks on the ship.
I didn't know
ship.
That.
Yeah.
But go ahead.
And of course, you know the patented warp core. You know, that's the main propulsion system, the one that carries the ship. You know, through space time,
mm-hmm.
like a rock skipping on water. In other words, if you want to say that, or actually putting a wrinkle in time and actually
mm-hmm. folds time. Yeah,
yeah, folds time and rides the wave.
Well, here's the cool thing about this concept. You can produce power in the gigawatt to terawatt range and higher with input power in the kilowatt to megawatt range. So, and it can possibly lead to self-sustained plasma burn. In other words, you get 10 or 100 times more energy out than you put in.
Exactly.
This is the answer to all our energy problems, folks. We don't need fossil fuels. We don't need anything. This will power everything. But, of course, they're not going to tell you that.
Yeah, there are a lot of different versions of that. I mean, you can actually...
And this is antiquated?
Yeah, it is. that one is, yeah. Yeah, because what they want to do is they want to start at rock bottom, Terry. So, and workers work the people up.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
So what really took them X amount of years, they're going to compress into like, oh, guess what we discovered, when they've actually discovered it, you know, 75 years ago.
Yeah, and you remember they started out with the chemical engines first, remember?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Before I turned the mics on, we got on this segment, you were talking about the ships and they're organic or they're alive. I remember a story, and I think I may have found that story earlier today, of a kid who created a plasma rocket when he was like 14, 15 years old, And, of course, the intelligence community snatched him up. And he says he went to an underground facility, and they showed him an engine sitting on a table, and it was alive. When you touched it, it moved.
Right. Mm-hmm. I think I know who you're talking about. Yeah, but anyway, I hadn't heard it in years.
Wow.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, that's just it. I mean, it freaked him out because he said, I couldn't get over it. It was alive. It was like it was breathing. And when he would touch it, it would change color, and the texture of it would change. It would kind of morph. And I'm thinking, is that kind of where we're going? Because, you know, Tompkins claimed that a lot of this stuff we got from elsewhere, and we reverse engineered it, some of it. What do you think about that?
I have no doubt. You know, because of, in relationship to what I've seen, there is no doubt that some of this stuff that that we have now, we didn't invent it.
Oh, well, I agree. Well, we were told by
Werner von Braun,
the old Nazi of NASA. You know, right. We got help.
Yeah.
Well, we talked about William Tompkins on here before. He was a former whistleblower, aerospace systems engineer. He said before he died, he recorded that Nautilus-class nuclear-powered attack submarines were retrofitted with this technology we were just talking about, this plasma technology, to perform the hybrid maneuvers of underwater, air, and space operations in the late 70s. The retrofitted submarines were used as prototypes for the larger kilometer-sized spacecraft. How long is a kilometer? Is that 3/4 of a mile?
Thereabouts, yes.
Okay, folks, can you imagine a 268-foot-long, 25-foot-wide submarine negating gravity and floating in the air? I mean, I can just see some hiker in Utah munching on a high-protein granola bar. He looks, sees something out of the corner of his eye. He whips around, and there's a frickin' nuclear submarine 200 feet in the air and rising fast. Can you imagine?
And, I mean, you can think about this. I know people have watched... Watch Star Trek from...
They're showing us the truth. They have to.
From you know, back in September 6, 1966, that was the very first program that came on. And I was fortunate enough to actually be 4 or 5 years old and laying on the floor looking at it. And from then on, I was, wait a minute. I was looking at it, you know, the way it worked, and I thought, wait a minute. You know, that could be real. I was saying that at like 4 or 5 years old.
You knew something.
And I, you know, I'm looking at the table with my brow furrow. I remember looking at my brow furrow.
Just the fact that you recall that moment is impressive.
Turning my head from side to side. Wait a minute. You know, that could be real.
Yep.
And lo and behold, it was the next year following that when they actually aired the one with Con Noonan Singh on it. And do you remember when they ran up on the Botany Bay? The Botany Bay was it was immobile.
I remember the Con.
And if
series.
You remember how the Botany Bay looked, the Botany Bay looked just like one of those nuclear powered submarines. Exactly like it.
God, you're right.
Yeah.
What freaked me out about that whole thing was how Con came to be on Earth.
Right.
That program. And you think about that, and you think about the super soldier program.
Yeah, it's the same thing.
It starts really clicking together.
It was the eugenics program of the 90s.
Exactly.
Of the late 1996. That's when that vessel was launched.
Exactly. Posen, we got to hit a break. We're going to continue on this same. I've got a lot more on this article. We're going to get in. I actually found the kid we were talking about that created that particular engine. I just found that article. We're going to get into that. The reason I brought up the submarines is... what that tells us is this thing he just patented, this plasma engine, well, it must have existed back in the 70s, just like Postman just said, and they were testing it on the submarines because the submarine's the perfect thing to test it with because it's airtight. The hull has to be real thick to withstand, you know, the massive pressure when you're 300 feet underwater. That's the perfect machine to test in space. We'll be back in just 5 minutes. Y'all come back with us as soon as I can get this mouse to work. Yeah, here we go. We'll be back.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. I'm a better neighbor because my service has taught me how important it is to be a team player. My training helps me in my classes when I give attention to detail to the task at hand. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed. Also, the Army National Guard's education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Alabama Army National Guard. Aired by the Alabama Broadcasters Association and this station.
With as much waste as your business generates, it's important to know where it's all going to go. With Alabama Dumpster Service, it goes right into that familiar red dumpster or roll-off container, delivered straight to you. As we celebrate our 20th year, our customers know they can count on friendly customer service and reliable, competitive pricing. With Alabama Dumpster Service, the rate you agreed to is always the rate you'll pay. Call today at 334-288-1500 or learn more at alabamadumpster.com.
In your line of work, every day is different. Sometimes you need big. Sometimes you need small. But every time you need the best. Well, good news. Thompson Tractor has everything you need. It's your go-to source for a complete range of the absolute best equipment. We have the largest selection of mid-size and compact construction machines available to rent to meet the demands of your business. From hard-working Cat mini excavators and wheel loaders to aerial lifts, air compressors, light towers, and much more. With the largest fleet in Alabama and Northwest Florida, we not only deliver the equipment to your job site, we offer the support you need to help keep you ahead of schedule and ahead of the competition. The Thompson Cat Rental Store. Just like you, we have what it takes. For specials and rental options, visit thompsoncat.com or contact your local sales representative.
Yes?
Yeah, I'm Bill. You need a porch light installed?
Oh, yes, Bill. My hairdresser says you're almost an electrician.
That's me.
Do you want someone who's almost an electrician working on your home? Think about that. Because each year, thousands of home fires are caused by faulty wiring. That's why you want a professional, like the electricians at Crosby Electric.
Bill, are you using the right kind of wire?
You know something about electrical wire?
Not really.
Good.
Crosby Electric has been serving the River Region for almost 50 years, and all technicians undergo background checks, drug testing, continuing education, and rigorous safety training.
Okay, this might be a live wire, so just take this 2x4, and if I go into convulsions, give me a good hard knock.
What?
Just a safety precaution. Everybody does it.
Really?
No, not really. When you need professional electrical work, or if you just like someone to assess your home for safety, call the experts at Crosby Electric, 272-2085, or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
What we do is who we are. That's why the Alabama Department of Labor wants to help you find a job you love, no matter your education or experience. So ask yourself, who do you want to be? Sponsored by the ADOL, ACRI, ABA, and this station.
A highly placed politician talks about the Health and Wealth Show.
Nobody's ever seen anything like this.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weeknights at 6 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at montgomerysubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We have a pretty nice weekend forecast underway. Tonight will be a little chilly, but not too bad. Mostly clear skies. Overnight low temperature down to about 39 with that nearly full supermoon. Officially, it's full tomorrow night. Sunday, just plain nice again. A lot like last Sunday. High temperature in the upper 60s, so a warming trend. Plenty of sunshine. Looks great. Monday, more rain, high 70. Then Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, periods of rain and thunderstorms. Could be some significant rainfall totals next week again. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Hey, welcome back to the program. Let me get rid of him. There you go. See ya. Now, all of this occurred back in the 70s. I'm talking about the submarines, according to Tompkins, which means this Payas guy's nuclear fusion reactor must have existed at that time and was being secretly used by the U.S. military. They have kept so much stuff secret, folks, you would not believe it if I... Well, we have told you, and you probably don't believe it, but that's okay, because you're going to find out eventually that this is all true. This is where the testimony of a man named David Adair comes important to understanding the history of the clandestine development and the use of nuclear fusion reactor engines. Now, back in 1971, Mr. Adair built a prototype electromagnetic fusion containment engine for a 10-foot rocket he developed with the active support of the United States Air Force. Now, Adair says he was backed by no less than General Curtis LeMay, the former USAF chief of staff from 61 to 65, who secretly provided Adair with resources as well as United States Air Force personnel, even though he was only 17 years old at the time of his science project. Now, documentary support for Adair's remarkable claims comes from the local newspaper reports describing the Air Force certificate he won for his 10-foot rocket. On April 19, 1971, there was a news story from the Mount Vernon News about his rocket exhibit, which claims he has been selected as the most outstanding in the field of engineering sciences. This story was also covered in an interview with Robert Stanley in Nexus magazine back in 2002. In short, Adair claims that as a result of his success in building a prototype nuclear fusion engine for his 10-foot rocket, he was given access to a much larger electromagnetic fusion containment engine at Groom Lake, Nevada, also known as Area 51. Adair learned that the engine they had secretly stuck underground at Area 51 was extraterrestrial in origin, and the Air Force was attempting to reverse engineer it. How about that? While there are differences in the way Adair described the operation of his electromagnetic fusion containment engine to Payas's description of the operation of his plasma compression fusion device, they have very similar remarkable similarities, put it that way, because both use electromagnetic energy in a very unconventional way to ignite a nuclear fusion process in a portable engine that can generate an enormous amount of energy. Adair's testimony gives us crucial insights into the timeline for the development of nuclear fusion engines using plasma and electromagnetic devices. Folks, what do you think all these things are we're seeing in the sky, we've been seeing in the sky? What do you think these things are? This was the United States Air Force testing homegrown vehicles that they reverse engineered from elsewhere. That's exactly what they were. Some of them actually were from elsewhere.
Yes.
These were being studied and developed in the early 70s, making the initial prototypes ready for deployment by the late 70s, which is about the time Tompkins says that the Navy began deploying its retrofitted Nautilus submarines as hybrid water, air, and spacecraft. It's no coincidence that Payas's inventions are being exposed to the scientific community at the same time the Space Force has been officially created. Exactly what Postman just said. They've got to come up with a bogus timeline of advancement and development to make up for where they really are right now. So you're going to see some incredible achievements in a very short amount of time because they've got 100 years, 80 years.
No, it's 300 at least.
They got that much time they got to make up in a very short amount of time. If indeed there's something coming that the Space Force is going to have to defend us from, they're going to have to make up a lot of time really quick. Is that why they're in such a big hurry to get everything done down here?
Yes, it is because I mean, like I've been saying, you know, since I've been on the program pretty much, I mean, there's something coming, folks.
There it's has coming. To be. There
yes,
has
it
to
is.
Be.
And I mean, I've heard guys talk about it in the secret space program, the reason why Trump announced that that he was going to create a space force. And, I mean, I knew it was coming on a while because I think I said it on the program before he actually announced it, that they was going to have he was going to announce the space force.
I don't remember.
And back in the 90s, I'll never forget this. Back in the late 90s, early 2000s, when they retired the space shuttles, I saw an ad in USA Today. A friend of mine showed it to me. He said, "Hey, look at this." He said, "There's an ad in the USA Today for astronauts." He told me, he said, "Didn't they retire the space shuttles, all of them?" I said, "Yeah, they did."
So what do they need astronauts for?
Yeah. it was in USA Today. I'm like, what? Are you serious?
As good as they are, they do make mistakes.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. That's interesting. Well, as detailed in the Secret Space Program book series, both the United States Air Force and the United States Navy have a number of anti-gravity craft that use unconventional energy systems as their power supply. The most important, undoubtedly, are the nuclear fusion reactors that are ignited via plasma and electromagnetic devices, just like Adair's or Payas's inventions. The anti-gravity spacecraft secretly developed by the United States Air Force are being increasingly leaked to the general public. Actually, I don't know if you remember this. I put the picture, I think, on Clear in the Air. photos of both a triangle and a rectangular-shaped anti-gravity craft near MacDill Air Force Base back in 2017 and 2018. Space Force, as discussed in USAF's secret space program, has been created to unveil to the general public the arsenal of spacecraft and weapons that have been developed in classified programs and have been covertly deployed. Yes. As a matter of fact, the first place I ever saw the words chemtrail mentioned was a act that was put forth back in, it was before 9/11, but it was a bill that was supposed to have banned us putting a weapons platform, active weapons platform, in space. And it also mentioned chemtrails in that bill. Dennis McKinnich presented it. Of course, it got voted down.
Yeah, Dennis Kucinich?
Kucinich, I'm sorry. Yeah. Yeah, that's it. Yes.
Okay.
Everything I just told you about the spacecraft, the classified programs covertly deployed, this is supported by statements made by the United States Air Force Secretary Barbara Barrett in December 2019 here's what she said. Declassifying some of what is currently held in secure vaults would be a good idea, but you'd have to be careful about what we declassify, because there is so much more classified than what needs to be, whatever that means. And let me just finish what I wrote when I pull this article up and I add my little comments at the end. I said, Postman has talked about all of this on this very program, and I must admit I was skeptical when he told me, but the more research I performed, the more things I've learned, the more likely everything he has told us is absolutely true. Folks, this is astonishing what's going on, but it's really going on, as you will find out soon enough. This is mind-blowing.
Oh, we hadn't seen anything yet. Where did they bring those high Earth orbital platforms? Some of them are a couple of miles in length and 500 feet wide. You know, in the low atmosphere, and they can't bring them so low, you know, because they interact with the Earth magnetically.
Yeah.
And if you're up under it, you probably get struck by lightning or whatever, you know, because of the difference, you know, between positive and negative ions, you know, that it'll produce off of that, you know, in relationship to the core of the Earth, you know.
Wow. That's deep.
Yeah.
That's deep.
I mean, it's amazing.
It's just unreal, folks. You wonder where all our money's gone. I don't know about you, but do you ever sit back and think about the amount of money that the United States, especially the Internal Revenue Service, how much money they collect from us? Where does this money go? How are we missing $20 trillion? Well, I think we just explained to you where it went. It's orbiting around our planet and out in outer space. That's where our money went, folks. All right, let's hit this 3-minute break. This is Clear and Air. We'll be back in 3 minutes. Come back with us.
Grammy nominated Joe Bonamassa, hailed as one of the world's greatest guitar players. Rock Titan Joe Bonamassa, live in concert on Thursday, February 13th at the MPAC. Tickets available at Ticketmaster.com. Joe Bonamassa. Don't miss your chance to experience the guitar event of the year.
Quick question. When you leave work, who do you trust to clean up after you? Are they consistent, efficient, on time? And have they been cleaning here for over 30 years? If you answered no to any of those questions, then it's time to go to JannyKingCleans.com and switch to Janny King, the king of clean. For a cleaner office, medical facility, school, building, church, venue, and even stadiums, go to JannyKingCleans.com now and make the switch today. That's JannyKingCleans.com.
Janny King, the king of clean.
Let's face it, we all get under tight sometimes financially. A bill is due and there's too much month at the end of the money. Get the cash loan you need now without any loan applications at High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville. Pawn your jewelry, electronics, tools, or equipment. Even sell your scrap gold to help you bridge between paydays. High Caliber Gun and Pawn can help you make it with a loan till payday. Looking to buy a handgun, hunting rifle, or shotgun? High Caliber Gun and Pawn has a huge selection with prices better than those at gun shows. They offer in-house
and factory warranties are included on all firearms. And that don't mean just 7 days. Check out their huge selection of World War I, World War II, Vietnam, and U.S. military history items for sale. Active Military, get your first transfer for free. So whether you're short on cash till payday and need a loan, or you're a gun enthusiast looking to buy a firearm, or just curious as to what they have to offer, head to High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville today, just across from Prattville Farm Center. Get the cash or guns you need at High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com salutes the employee of the month. The one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Dave, what does collate mean?
Oh, hey, Dave. I think it means to flush.
Oh, thanks, Dave. Well, better start collating the boss's sales pitch.
We believe local businesses should be packed with more local employees of the month and fewer Daves. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Dave is a common name used in a comical way. Please don't write us to tell us you were insulted by this ad. That would be a real Dave move, Dave.
The biggest threat to law enforcement isn't criminals. It's drivers who fail to move over. If you see flashing lights on the roadside, safely move over. Drive safe, Alabama. Sponsored by Aldott Aliyah, the Alabama Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Hey, welcome back to Clearing the Air. We're going to be on till 10, folks, so if you'll please hold your calls to maybe the second hour, I'll let you know. We just got some stuff we want to talk and get through first. You know, I was asking Postman when we were on this break, and I've talked about this many times. In 1982, the Voyager spacecraft reached the edge of our solar system. It sent back images, which we have yet to be shown these images, but whatever was on those images, they started building underground military bases 24/7. They immediately put up an infrared telescope at the South Pole. And word around the campfire is that they spotted an inbound mini solar system, or what you, some of you out there, would know as Planet X. It's not really a Planet X. It's a mini. How many planets are in this thing? Seven?
Yeah, there's seven planets.
Seven planets. It's inbound. And it so scared the people at NASA. I mean, we had Harrington, who was the chief astronomer for the Navy Observatory. He was supposed to give a talk on what this thing was, and lo and behold, he dies the night before he's supposed to give the talk. There's all kind of weird little vibes about that going on. But Postman said, yes, this is probably the same thing. So it's finally on final approach to us. If it hasn't, maybe it's already passed by and it's coming back by. I don't know. But they're getting us ready for something that's coming from outer space. Is that right, Postman?
Yes, it is. And it, you know, throughout the hundreds of years of the astronomy community and all the big names in astronomy,
right?
Like, for instance, Percival Wall. I mean, you know, he was the founder of the Lowell Observatory.
That's right.
And
he was the Mars dude, right? See, the one that supposedly found the canals on Mars?
Right. Uh-huh. Okay. And he had an assistant, you know, by the name of Clyde W. Tombaugh. Jay talks about him. He gives random facts on Clyde W. Tombaugh all the time.
Love random facts.
And he was the one that discovered Pluto. Percival Law was looking for Planet X in the beginning also.
That's how he... Okay, I
right.
didn't know
that. That's how he got started, because they wanted to find it. And
right.
That was... gosh, that was early 1900s.
Wow.
And after Percival Law died, his assistant, Clyde Tombaugh, actually picked up on it and kept the research or the search for Planet X going.
Right.
And that was how he discovered Pluto in 1930.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Right. And what they do is they actually... you know, look at a planet's magnetic field and then look at the variations in
it.
They'll study, yeah. And they say it's got to be something out bigger than that to actually cause it to have that perturbation, you know, in its orbit.
Have that what?
Perturbation. Perturbed.
Perturbation. Man, that's a good word. Wow, where are you coming up with this stuff tonight? Look at you. Perturbation?
Well, actually,
write that down.
Actually, root word is to disturb or perturb.
Perturb. Yeah.
Right.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Perturbation.
Go ahead. I don't want to interrupt this.
But,
go ahead.
But anyway,
perturbation. Wow.
That's how they actually found it, and after that, you know, they start building, you know, space probes to actually found it. And I think back in 1969, they started working on Voyager 1, 2, and 3. And in the early 70s, you know, they actually launched them. I remember when they launched them.
See, I don't.
I do. And the thing is...
Go ahead.
And it took them 10 years to actually get in a position outside of our solar system or near the end of the Kuiper Belt to actually be able to see something. And they hadn't shown us half of those photos, you know, what those probes have seen,
gee,
you know, over the course
why.
Of the years. And and they still won't show you the photos because they're still active, even though one is headed into interstellar space. And and I think it's still cinematic photos, but it takes a long time for it to do it. But the one that was, they sent them in three directions.
Mm-hmm.
And the one that they sent toward toward Sagittarius, it was near the area of a constellation called Job's Coffin, and the
wow.
Yeah, and another one, it was the 13th constellation Ophiuchus. It was in between the constellation Ophiuchus. It was the serpent bearer. He has a snake wrapped around him.
Kind of like a pharmaceutical or a doctor emblem logo.
Yeah, and he's like
interesting.
He has a snake wrapped all the way around him.
Interesting,
like a python or a type of serpent or whatever.
I got you.
But anyway, that's why the camera turned and looked, and what the camera picked up was something they had never seen before, and astronomers were actually surprised.
What was that?
And what they saw on a camera mimicked the face of a dragon.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Really?
And that photo was actually leaked. It was so disturbing to them. Somebody got it leaked out, and I've actually seen it.
What did it look like? A dragon?
It looked like a dragon. That's what it looks like.
Now, we know that I'm trying to remember which Indian tribes talk about the red dragon and the blue kachina and the red kachina. We talked about this before, but I can't remember.
Yes, those
are the Hopi Indians.
Those are the actual, those blue kachinas, that's an actual moon that orbits one of the planets in that system.
Wow.
And if you look close enough, and if you look look on these sky cams, you can actually see that that there is something huge orbiting Earth. It orbits Earth every 27.2 days. I've been tracking it too.
Really?
And I'm not the only one that's been tracking it, and it's heavily cratered, and it takes up. It takes up about somewhere between 500 to 600 pixels on the screen. That's huge.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
That's massive.
And if you talk about it in comparison, you know, to years ago, 10 to 15 years ago when I started researching this, these things were like they were the size of a, if you know what a Lulu Marvel is.
Yeah.
Yeah. They were the size of a Lulu Marvel on the screen.
They're getting close.
Right. They're getting close.
Wow.
And they're going to get so close at some point in time till the chemtrails are not going to hide them.
So that's one of the main reasons for the aerosols, is to keep us from seeing what's up there.
It
is. Makes sense.
And what it does, they use these billions of dollars worth of spacecraft. There's an actual fleet of them. There's a fleet of these craft that they use to actually take the sunlight and take it and reflect it onto that image. You know, because when you actually look up in the sky, you can actually only see a certain portion of the sky at one time.
Right.
You know, looking straight on at it.
Right.
If you know how your vision works, you know.
Right.
And what it does, it's back far enough, and it projects the light wide enough to actually reflect the light from that object that's orbiting Earth, or that's transiting Earth, back out into space. And you can only see it when it's at a certain angle. That's the only way you'll be able to see it.
So this is what they call the sun simulator?
Right. Uh-huh. Yeah.
I've heard about it. I didn't know if it was true or not. So you're saying it's true?
It is.
My God. There's something massive they're hiding from us. Well, that makes sense, especially knowing what we know now about this secret space program and how they're in such a big hurry to catch us up on the technology that they've had for a long time. So do you think Trump has been debriefed on all of this?
Yes, he's been in long enough, you know, now for him to actually know. And if he gets reelected again, he's going to learn quite a bit more. And you know, I have confidence in this. If he actually gets into office this fall again, by the time he reached the end of his second term,
yeah,
he will be one of the first presidents that's probably going to get on air, and just actually orate a hedge prayer for the whole United States and the world.
He's the only person, the only president in my memory that could have done that, except maybe Reagan.
Yeah, he's going to do it. He's going to do it because of what's coming.
Wow, this is heavy stuff, man. This is really heavy stuff. It makes sense. It all kind of clicks together, especially the chemtrails. I noticed last night, if anybody bothered to look up at the moon last night around, 8, 9 o'clock, massive, massive chemical ring around the moon. That's all you could see was this big chemical ring. It's unreal how much they're spraying. And you know, for a while there, they kind of slowed down, but man, they're back up full speed, spraying crazy. So this thing must be getting close.
It is. They have to do this, you know, because think about it. The U.S. economy works on the feelings of the
consumer,
of the people. Yes.
Yes. You're
it
right.
does.
You're right. If they came out and said, "Well, guess what, folks? There's a seven-planet mini solar system that's right here at us right now, and we're not really sure who's on it or what's on it or what's going to happen," the stock market would crash immediately. People would freak out. All the foundations of Earth would crumble. People would be jamming the churches. It would just be crazy.
Yeah, they're going to take the money and run.
Sure they are.
Yeah.
They're going to go to their deep underground military bases that they built with our money while they leave us out on the surface to deal with whatever's coming.
And that's why I say it's important. At some point in time, you know, once disclosure starts, folks, we need to find out which ones are the good ones, which ones are the bad ones, and you need to learn that, because some of these things are just like us. They just live on another planet, just like we live on Earth. They live on another planet, and some of them are. This is no New Age stuff. Let me say that. Let me preface this, you know, before I say it. It's not New Age stuff.
Good. I'm glad you said that.
Okay. Just as we are upright walking, intelligent beings here on planet Earth, created by God, these are upright walking intelligent creatures from another planet. You know,
created by who? Or should I not have said that?
Created most likely by the same God, because some of them are here to help, and we need to find out.
Yeah, which ones are here to help?
Find out which one to help. Find out who they are, what their purpose is.
Well, I couldn't agree more. I think that's of the utmost importance. And, you know, what the powers that shouldn't be are doing are hindering us from our development. They're hindering us from, well, they're hiding the truth from us. And you've got to know the truth. You know, the Bible, Jesus said, "My people perish from a lack of knowledge." This is exactly what he was talking about. You've got to understand what's the big picture, and they have done everything in their power to prevent us from seeing and knowing the big picture.
And the main thing I want to say is that these things are, some of them are biological, just like we are. And if you, all I'm saying is, if you,